It'll not be surprising, Brexit probably was the top of the agenda, but we also discussed a prospective budget for Northern Ireland and the lack of devolved government within the context of Stormont.
And although she couldn't give any commitments, was there any assurances that something could be done to protect the North West against Brexit?
We welcomed the Prime Minister's speech on Friday, where she reiterated her commitment that there would be no hard border in Northern Ireland. But we did draw to Secretary of State's attention that the government's aspiration and policy are actually incompatible, because if they are leaving the customs union and leaving the single market, then the possibility of a border is a great concern for our members. We were seeking clarity in relation to Brexit and the uncertainty that our businesses now find themselves. It really was a bit of to and fro in and around the discussions around the Prime Minister's speech on Friday.
And in relation to the city deal, you have said that this must be part of the budget that is going to be set out for Northern Ireland.
She has indicated that she is very supportive of a city deal, which we welcome. However, because there is no sitting executive at Stormont, she is very much, her hands are tied in relation to this. So, I mean, once again, we're calling on our locally elected politicians to find ways to come together and create an executive and take hard decisions that will be for the benefit for all of the people in Northern Ireland.